This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. I know Rockstar is going to be upset about this. It looks like Warner Brothers has pushed back the release date of Mark Wahlberg's sci-fi action film, The $6 Billion Man.
Why?
They're moving it by a year from May 31st, 2019 to June 5th of 2020. It looks like the studio is changing directors. So this has been the problem right here. As a kid, I loved Lee Majors as the $6 billion man. The $6 million man then.
So we've just changed. It's the same premise. We've just changed it because we just added more money.
Right. I mean, we're in a different economy as opposed to 40 years ago.
It's RoboCop.
I wonder why the million-dollar band has never changed at Alabama.
Why we're not in Tuscaloosa,
the $10 million band.
Or the billion-dollar band.
I mean, times change. It's been the million-dollar band for what, 50 years? Maybe longer?
But you want to keep the iconic name, right?
I guess.
You don't change the Big Ten.
But there you go. Mark Wahlberg, another movie.
Never good when you change directors, though, is it?
Probably not. Police were called to a swingers club after receiving reports that a child was spotted going inside of the adult venue. But when they arrived, they discovered that it was just a very short woman.
That is going to be really, really awkward.
Officers were said to have left red-faced after they responded to a call from a well-meaning neighbor near Club F in Stanley, County Durham. But when they arrived, they discovered there were no kids inside, but just one of the club's customers just happened to be on the short side. And how short would you have to be to be...
Well, just even better that there's somebody across the street looking at, knowing what's going on in that house, and to assume that's a child walking in there to call the police, and to be just a woman that's very short.
Yeah, and to give you a little background on the club, Club F here, the club has a fully equipped dungeon.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that entails.
I don't think I want to know. Is this fully equipped? Oh, yeah. It's been since 2014.
You think they hose that thing out?
No. Dirtier the better.
Do you guys believe mosquitoes can remember what you smell like?
Yeah. I mean, they keep coming back, right?
The old adage out there that some people get more mosquito bites because of how sweet they are.
I think it has to do with what your body releases and sometimes your diet, right?
Your musk.
Well, research done by scientists at Virginia Tech showed that mosquitoes not only remember human smells, but also swats. I don't know how this is possible. When I swatted a mosquito, typically I'm about a 90%er.
You get them.
They're going to explode. Now, this assistant professor of biochemistry.
You do sabermetrics on
my mosquitoes?
On your mosquitoes?
No. I mean, I don't know the 10% that get away. They're pretty quick, though. They go on to say this whole project started by this observation that we are not equal to mosquitoes. Some people do get bitten more than others. They're trying to understand why. Now, the study proved that even if someone is good smelling to a mosquito, their preference can switch if that person's smell is associated with an unpleasant sensation. Now, if a mosquito tries to bite you and you're super defensive, it has the possibility and capability of learning, memorizing that, and then on the next blood meal opportunity, it will avoid you because it remembers you as someone who is defensive. So I guess what they're saying is be defensive, and maybe they'll stay away from you.
Well, it says they just learned where you swing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think they have a long memory.
I wouldn't think so. No. I wouldn't think their life expectancy is too long either. Now, over the weekend, songwriter Ailey Willis, a member of Hall of Fame band Earth, Wind, and Fire, she had a comment on your favorite Taylor Swift, who did a cover of September.
Yeah, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I have not heard her comment. I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, and I thought her cover of that was horrible.
Yeah, she butchered it. She really did. Here's what she went on to say. Now, the statement has since been retracted. Quote, I didn't really think she did a horrible job. I felt it was as lethargic as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting a bottle of Valium, and I thought it had all the build of a one-story motel, but I mean, the girl didn't kill anyone. She didn't run over your foot. She just cut a very calm and somewhat boring take of one of the peppiest, happiest, most popular songs in history.
And that's what I think about when I think of Earth, Wind, and Fire is, you know, the horns and the...
Party band, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bass, a lot of brass.
She killed it. She amped it down and slowed it down. Amped it up and slowed it down.
Well, I usually like that.
There's just some of these songs you probably don't touch, right? Yeah. September's probably one of those. I've got famous people and the foods they can't stand. Queen Elizabeth II hated garlic.
I'm not a huge fan either.
There is too much.
Yeah, there is too much garlic.
Too much, it'll get
but
you.
I think it's good.
And I think that's what happened is that I got into a situation where there was one meal that I had that had too much garlic and that it stuck with me the rest of the day. And it made me not want it anymore.
And it'll
same
stick
way about Parmesan cheese. I had one bite, and I just got a whole bite. It's just all Parmesan. I cannot touch it.
Yeah, sometimes with the garlic, too, you don't realize how bad it smells off of you either.
Yeah, so I've got now where it's in the kitchen, and I just have to leave.
Another reason for me not to like Jimmy Fallon, he hates mayonnaise.
You know, I did, too, when I was a kid. Like, I could not stand it when I was a kid.
But yeah, probably up until I was, like, 10 or 12, and then I started to love it.
Yeah, about college, it kicked in for me.
Chrissy Teigen hates Nutella. I think Nutella is a little overrated. I think it's okay, though.
It's become like a big thing. It's been a big trend.
You'll find them occasionally on a bowl.
Gordon Ramsay hates pineapple pizza.
I'm right there with him.
Said that pineapple does not belong on pizza. There's a lot of people that say that. I don't have a problem with the Hawaiian. The spicy Hawaiian, it slices awesome.
Yeah, see, I like it on a pizza, and I think in America you should be able to put pineapple or fruit anywhere you want it.
George H.W. Bush hates broccoli, which is a little surprising.
I think he actually said that when he was in office, and they had to come back and...
His mom made him eat it every night.
Yeah.
I don't mind it now. I hated it as a kid, but now, you know, I can get through it.
With cheese, man.
Well, with cheese, anything's good.
But see, I hated it with the cheese, but now I like it with just some sea salt and not cooked to death where it's just all mushy. I like it a little crunchy.
Tom Brady, you have any idea what food he cannot stand?
He doesn't like
Kraft singles.
French fries.
No, both of those are very good. He probably does hate both now where his diet is.
Right.
He says strawberries. As a child, he found the smell of strawberries to be annoying because the family fridge was always full of them.
Why in the world would anybody hate strawberries?
I don't know. Do you equate strawberry as the best fruit of the summer?
It does remind me of summer, yeah. And I don't like a bad strawberry.
I love a bad strawberry.
Well, you know, let me finish.
I had to throw two batches away this morning.
Yeah, it gets...
They get a bruise on them, they're done.
Yeah, there's got to be some texture to them. I don't like them when they get mushy, I guess. But I can't stand, is it compote? Is that what it's called? Any fruit where they've put that syrupy stuff in it or whatever
like
it is?
Like a jam.
What about watermelon?
I love watermelon, but I don't eat it a lot. It's sort of messy to me.
You know what is awesome right now? Our friends at Taco Mama have got a watermelon margarita.
Ooh.
And they actually chop up the fresh watermelon and put it in it.
So it's got watermelon down in pieces of real
watermelon.
So you've
got legitimate margarita with the tequila and everything that goes in it, but then you've got your pieces of watermelon. So when you get done with the margarita there, you've got the watermelon that you can eat out of it.
A little snack.
So is that seasonal?
It's unbelievable. Guilty admission. So they opened the new location by us on 119 on Monday night. I was there. Great crowd.
So they have one at 119 now, one at Homewood, one
they're
Summit,
all
Mountain Brook.
But so I ate there, got a picture of the watermelon margaritas, and then last night before Trivia and Crestline did the same thing. It's perfect addition.
I had just run in for the blood orange, but you say that's off now, but the watermelon's
seasonal,
back.
Man. Seasonal.
I like
but,
that.
But Tom Brady cannot do the strawberries. But I do highly recommend the watermelon margarita there. Finally, five signs you're not getting enough sleep. If you're doing a morning show on radio, that is number one.
I will tell you, today is probably the slowest, most Taylor Swift singing Earth, Wind, and Fire lethargic I've been on the morning show.
This is my second slowest. My slowest, I made the mistake of taking some Benadryl one night a couple of weeks ago. It almost killed me, but today has been very slow, but we're getting there. The number one sign, though, that you're not getting enough sleep, and this was conducted by the Sleep Health Foundation. This is really on Australians. They find that 33 to 45% of Australians are sleep-deprived most nights. They say you're always hungry. Not getting adequate rest increases the production of the hunger hormone, I did read this a couple of weeks ago because I think you were gaining weight. I was gaining a little weight. Your body goes into survival mode when you don't get the proper sleep and you're always hungry. Another one, poor decision making. Have you made bad decisions lately?
No.
You're retired from television, right?
Yeah, probably so then, yes.
Another one, you feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster. Another one, you're forgetful. And then finally, the fifth sign that you're not getting enough sleep, you've become more clumsy.
I do find that. Like I dropped a drink the other day at a restaurant, and I rarely do that. And I, it was all... Blamed it on sleep.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.